弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and
sisters. 我不知道邦彦弟兄有这么多很好的属灵同伴。
I didn't know Brother Ben has so many spiritual companions.
又是摩西、以利亚、但以不是摩西、玛利亚、但以理的。
Moses, Mary, and Daniel.
啊，其实我们都应该有这么多好的属灵同伴啊。
We should all have so many spiritual companions.
以前有个姊妹讲说，当她心里面觉得不够爱主的时候，就到大卫旁边坐一坐。
A sister used to share that when she felt she should love the Lord more, then she would sit with David for a little while.
她觉得信心不够的时候，就去找亚伯拉罕谈一谈。
And she lacks faith, so she will go have a chat with Abraham.
啊，刚才弟兄交通到这一段时间，神延长这段日子。
Our brother just shared that the Lord extends this warfare.
啊，自己在主的面前那个 bonus delta 啊，就是那个额外的恩典。
And this is the bonus delta he got.
是的，神常常借着许多的环境来显明我们里面生命的实情。
Yes, the Lord often exposes the reality, our spiritual condition through our circumstances.
神早就按照我们的本相认识我们的。
The Lord has known us already as we are.
但是问题是我们自己不认识自己。
But the problem is that we do not know about ourselves.
所以神需要兴起一些环境，是我们没有想到的环境在我们的身上。
Therefore, the Lord will raise some unexpected circumstances in our life.
让我们看看我们这个人素常是一个怎样的情形。
It shows our usual, the normal norm, the norm of our condition.
我们是根据神的作为来认识他呢，还是根据神的所事和法则来认识他呢？
Do we know God according to his deeds or according to his ways?
在我们生活里面真不可少的到底是什么？
And what is that one thing that is necessary in our life?
到底我们素常的生活是什么？
And what is our norm, the norm of our life?
所以我很谢谢弟兄的交通和勉励。
And I thank brothers the sharing and encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，神从来不做错事情。
The Lord never does anything wrong.
那神也从来不随便做一件事情。
And he never does anything casually.
所以每一件事情在神的背后都有一个非常崇高积极的目的。
So the Lord always has a very positive and high purpose for everything he does.
我想2月14号回来，我们每一个人都会在心里面问主为什么 why?
After February 14th, I'm sure every one of us came home and asked the Lord why.
两个礼拜过去了，找到答案没有，弟兄姊妹？
Have you found the answers after 2 weeks?
哦，我们的神是一个恩上加恩的神。
Our Lord is the Lord of grace upon grace.
我们的神是一个力上还要加力的神。
And he's the God of strength upon strength.
所以神已经给我们很多的恩典和祝福了。
The Lord has already given us a lot of grace and blessing.
那么这一段时间，神又延长了28天。
But yet the Lord extended 28 more days.
因为神有 bonus delta 要给我们。
Because the Lord wants to give us bonus delta.
什么叫 bonus?
What is bonus?
拿过 bonus 的举手哈，不要不好意思。
Raise your hand if you receive bonus from your company.
我们可能都收过 bonus. Bonus 就是额外的。
That is something extra.
额外的祝福，额外的恩典。
Extra blessings, extra grace.
啊，我昨天过了一个很愉快的生日啊。
I spent a very happy birthday yesterday.
阿念斯给我买了蛋糕，我来到教会，弟兄姊妹也给我预备蛋糕，这叫做额外 bonus。
My wife bought me a cake, and then when I came to church, brothers and sisters bought me a cake too. So that is extra.
前两天念慈一直说要送我一件礼物，后来我就说好送衬衫好了，因为传道人就需要衬衫啊。
My wife says she wants to give me a gift, and I say, how about a shirt? Ministers always need a shirt.
所以她就陪我去呢，然后挑了一件衬衫。
So we went shopping together, and she picked one for me.
挑了一件我自己很喜欢，就在这里啊。
So that is the one.
结果没有想到挑完衬衫，他说：“哎，不行啊！”然后他去挑了一条很漂亮的领带，他说：“这条领带配这个衬衫才能把它味道表达出来。”
And after we bought the shirt, she picked out a tie and says, "This goes very well with the shirt."
所以这叫做 bonus.
And that is the bonus tie.
所以弟兄姊妹，原来是要给这么多。
Originally, she was only giving me a shirt.
结果突然是加倍的给了我们。
But then we got an extra bonus.
啊，更多的给了我们。
Extra bonus.
好，后来还说要不要再一个西装外套。
And then she asked me if I want a jacket.
哎，我说这个就很像这个伊利纽扣变成一个洋房，你知道吗？
This is like giving you a button and then it turns into a house.
啊，这么漂亮的纽扣需要很漂亮的洋装来配它。
Because in order to match this beautiful button, you need a beautiful dress.
这么漂亮的洋装需要一辆很好的车子来配它。
And you need a nice, beautiful car to match the dress.
啊，这么漂亮的车子需要一个很好的洋房来配它。
And you need a beautiful house to match the car.
弟兄姊妹，这叫恩上加恩。
And this is grace upon grace.
这叫做额外的恩典啊。
Extra grace.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，其实我们2月14号真的是神在我们中间做了很奇妙的工作。
Actually, the Lord has done wonderful works in our midst on February 14th.
其实我们是这两天也才知道，连市政府的 director 都承认 他原来认为二月十四号我们一定失败的。
Only in these couple of days we heard that even the director of the city thought we were going to fail.
他们根本没有认为我们可以过的。
They never thought we would pass.
所以在文字上他们没有做好 homework， 没有做好完全保护好市政府的这个文字。
That's why they did not fully prepare their documents.
所以那天发现我们几乎马上要过关了，他们弄出杀手锏来。
That's why they panicked and then had a maneuver at the last minute after they realized we might have gotten the approval.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们从头就跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我们的注意力不是只是在 CUP 要过去。
But ever since the beginning, we kept on saying that our focus is not just to pass.And get a
PUP 我们希望神能够得到荣耀。
But we want God to be glorified.
我们希望所有相关的人能够得到祝福。
And everyone who is involved in this case will be blessed.
光是我们自己弟兄姊妹要得到祝福，连跟我们所有接触的，甚至反对我们的，都要从这件事得到祝福。
Not only our own brothers and sisters will be blessed, but anyone who is involved, even those who oppose us, will be blessed.
那我们代表的弟兄们跟市政府的官员，他们说说市政府的官员态度现在改变很多了。
And our representing brothers reported to us that the city officials' attitudes have changed greatly.
我们要感谢神。
We ought to thank God for it.
所以我们在主的面前求神不叫我们丢弃勇敢的心。
May the Lord help us not to throw away our confidence.
我们知道神怎么说，我们还是相信事情就是要怎么成就。
We know how God said it, and we have to believe things will do according to what He said.
所以再过十天。我们每一个人又被带到公听会去啊。
Ten more days we'll be at the public hearing again.
不是那个时候我们才打仗。
We do not fight only at that time.
我们一直都在战场上。
We are always in the battlefield.
虽然我们继续 position ourselves, 摆阵站着。
Let's continue to position ourselves.
我们继续来看神在我们中间大能的作为。
To see God's mighty deeds in our midst.
时候到了，神要让我们像约沙法的军队一样，在那里收取那些一切的财宝，一切的掳物。
When time comes, we shall be like the army of Jehoshaphat to collect all the plunders on the battlefield.
千万不要听错了，都不是外面的哈。
I'm not talking about the outward wealth.
都是我们属灵里面好神要给我们的祝福。
Those are the spiritual blessings that God has prepared for us.
我自己在这一段的时间里面，我真的觉得神至少在我个人身上，我也觉得在教会的里面，神真是给了我们额外的恩典。
These days, I truly felt the extra blessings that God has given to us.Myself as well as the church.
原来我说弟兄姊妹里面的紧张哈，我都觉得是神给我们的恩典。
Even the nervousness of brothers and sisters is grace from God.
让我们学会更谦卑的来依靠他。
So that we can trust Him with more humble heart.
让我们学会在仇敌面前，我们更不敢随便大意。
That we will not let loose ourselves before the enemy.
从心里面知道征战的严肃和真实。
From the bottom of heart, we sense the seriousness and reality of spiritual warfare.
那今天是我这一系列讲征战系列的最后一讲啊。
And today is the last message of this series.
你们也想说哇，终于讲完了十二讲。
You might say, finally, we're done.
所以当你在一面很高兴终于讲完的时候，我也要跟弟兄姊妹有一个很重要的提醒。
While you're feeling relieved, let me tell you a reminder.
征战的信息可以结束。
Yes, the messages about spiritual warfare may be over.
征战永远不会结束的。
But our spiritual warfare will never end.
所以千万不要以为我们听了十二讲的信息，我们就知道什么是征战了。
Please do not feel that after we have heard 12 messages,We will know how to fight already.
其实我如果真的现在发考卷给弟兄姊妹考试，这十二讲你到底听了多少？你能够答对多少
？If say now we have a quiz, how much have you heard and learned from these 12 messages?
恐怕还有很多人考试都不及格，更不要说在我们生活里面了。
Probably many of us will fail the quiz, let alone our.Spiritual warfare in our daily life.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战非常非常真实啊。
It is very.Spiritual warfare is very real.
我今天用穿戴神所赐的全副军装作为一个打结。
Today I want to conclude this message series with putting on the full armor of God.
你们可能会想说，这应该是第一讲啊，穿着军装才能打仗，你怎么最后讲呢
？You might think this should be put as the first message. How come it's placed at the last?
这是在我好几个月以前祷告的时候，我就想到。穿军装应该是总结，不是开头啊。
So many months ago, when I was seeking for the message, then I felt this topic should conclude the message.
我们一起来读这段我们很熟的经文，好不好？我很快的读一下。
Let's read this passage together.
我还是打出来了，体谅有些弟兄姊妹没带圣经的软弱。 以弗所书第六章十到十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to, verses 10 to 18.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵系的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并穿戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦。好，我们就读到这啊。今天我们讲最后一讲，讲到我们需要穿戴全副的军装。
And at this last message, we're going to be talking about putting on the full armor of God.
啊，我们知道以弗所书是圣经里面讲到非常高的一卷书啊。
The book of Ephesians talk about some very high truth in the Bible.
它从天上讲起来的。
Because it starts from the heavenly realm.
讲到神有这么丰富的祝福，要把天上所有的祝福赐给我们。
It says God has such abundant heavenly great blessings that are going to give.
讲到我们今天在基督里已经是跟基督一同坐在天上的。
It says today we're seated with Christ in the heavenly realm.
然后他要把历代以来所隐藏的奥秘向我们显明。
And he will reveal to us the mystery that's been hidden throughout the generation.
弟兄姊妹啊，我跟你说，从前所有世代的人想知道的奥秘都没有知道，而是在基督来了以后我们可以知道的。
This mystery has been hidden from all the saints in the previous generations until Christ came.
这是前三章啊。
And these are the three,
然后 后四章他就讲到，在这么荣耀的祝福和启示的底下，我们怎么在地上过生活。
And the last four chapters tells us how we live our life in this world under such high revelation.
所以第四章讲过教会的生活。
So chapter four tells us how to live a bodily life at church.
第五章讲到夫妻，讲到父母跟孩子。
And then the chapter 5 talks about family life between husband and wife and then with parents and children.
到第六章讲到我们的工作像 career 一样，讲到我们的职业。
And then chapter 6 tells us about our career.
而在结束的时候就是 finally, 我还有末了的话，这是来到我们这一段了。
Then Paul says, finally, I have words for you.
就跟我今天一样，我 finally, 我终于要讲完这个征战的信息，但是要提醒弟兄姊妹，征战一直在进行。
Just like me today,Finally, I come to the conclusion of this message series. But yet, I have words still for you.
保罗在这里说，劝我们说要刚强。
Paul says, be strong.
要靠着他的大能大力做一个刚强的人。
Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
你们听翻译哈 ，in。
In the Lord.
在他里面，也在他的 mighty power 里面，我们才可能是刚强的人。
We can only be strong.When we are in the Lord and in His mighty power.
弟兄姊妹，今天基督徒能不能刚强，就跟鱼一样，在不在水里面。
Whether a Christian can be strong or not, it's just like if a fish can be in the water.
一个鱼从水里面拿上来。
When a fish is removed from the water.
它可以跳来跳去，但是没有多久它就没有力量了。
It can jump around and struggle, but pretty soon it will exhaust its strength.
今天我们只要离开圣灵，离开了主。
Today, as long as we depart from the Lord and the Holy Spirit,
你暂时别人在你身上还看见了一些的力量表现。
Others may still see some strength in you.
马上我们就软弱如水，到最后我们就充满了死亡。
Pretty soon we are going to run out of strength and we'll be full of death.
所以保罗在这里说，我们在这样子的一个弯曲悖谬的世代里面。
Therefore, Paul says in this a perverse generation.
当我们所面对的仇敌不是属血气的仇敌。
The enemy that we face is not of flesh and blood.
而是空中执政掌权的魔鬼啊。
But the devil is in the heavenly realm.
所以保罗提醒我们第一件事情。住到水里面去，住在圣灵里面。
That's why Paul reminds us the first thing to get back to the water to live abundantly.
我们才
abide in the Holy Spirit,
才可能成为一个刚强的人。
Then we can become mighty and strong.
然后接着他就劝我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Then Paul exhorts us to put on the full armor of God.
那这是为了保护。
This is for protection.
可以抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
That we can stand and against the devil's schemes.
啊，仇敌各样的攻击，各样的诡计，因着我们穿戴了全副军装，我们可以抵挡。
Because we put on the full armor of God, we will be able to stand against the devil's scheme.
然后接下去他就说要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Then he says, take up the full armor of God.
我们只有几只手。
How many hands do we have?
两只手。
Two.
好，所以两只手就拿两样东西。
So we can only pick up two things.
你从底下的军装可以知道一个是拿什么。
So first we hold,
盾牌啊。
The shield of faith.
另外一个是拿着。
And the other hand,
圣灵的宝剑。
The sword of the Holy Spirit.
所以不光是要穿戴军装，是重在保护。
Not only that we put on the full armor of God to protect us.
而且要拿起这些军装来。
But pick up these armors too.
那为的是要征战，要成就一切，然后站立得住。
So that we can fight and accomplish everything.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？今天我们在讲穿戴全副的军装，三件重要的事情下来。
Can we see the picture?There are three things in the picture.
如果我们生命不成熟，你叫小孩子穿军装，他穿不中的。
If we are not mature enough, we will not be able to withstand the weight of the armor like a child.
我等一下可以放那个图给你们看，那个罗马的军装是怎么回事啊
？In a while, I'll show you the picture of the Roman soldiers' armor.
我相信我们中间能够真正穿戴。整天穿戴的人大概没有几个人了啊。
I don't think there are many of us who can put on, who can, withstand the weight of the armor for whole day.
我们一定要里面生命刚强，不然你光套的那个军装没有用了，不会动了。
That's why we have to be strong within.
所以第一件事情要解决，我们必须学习在圣灵里面跟神之间这一个对的关系。
Therefore, we have to have the right relationship with God in the Holy Spirit.
然后第二件事情，我们穿戴上这些军装来抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
Then we put on the full armor of God to stand against.The devil's scheme.
那这四件事情为了好记方便哈，头叫做救恩的头盔。
So let's try to remember. On the head, you put on the helmet of salvation.
然后接着我们这个心脏胸口的地方都是 vital organ 哈，就是最重要的地方。要穿上什么护心镜
？And we have all these vital organs in our chest, and we have to put on this breastplate of righteousness.
护心镜来遮胸。
To protect our chest.
然后再往下呢，是腰间用腰带束上腰带，用真理做带子束上。
And it comes to our waist, we have to gird our waist with truth.
然后最后脚上要穿上鞋。
And lastly, we have to put on shoes.
啊，不然你没有鞋，你怎么走路呢？对不对
？You walk far without shoes.
那这叫平安的福音穿在鞋上，穿在脚上。
And then we fit our feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel.
这个叫做穿戴军装。
And that is.What it means to put on the full armor.
然后要拿起军装，拿两个。
And then pick up the armors.
盾牌、宝剑。
Shield and the sword.
六个了，记得了吗
？Now remember.
好，那我们现在来看看他们罗马军装什么样子啊？好，能看得到吗
？Can you see?
啊，这是他们的头盔。
That is the helmet.
啊，这个戴在头上，两个耳朵遮下来，然后后面也遮住。
When you put on the helmet, it protects your ears.And the back of your head too.
你知道这一个头盔现在他们在卖多少钱？$259，你们可以网上 order.
You know, you can order $259 online.
我不是在推销，我只是告诉你。那这个呢是铜做的护心镜，前后都有两片遮胸。
And this is a breastplate of front and back.
那这个我记得不错的话，大概是400多块啊。
That costs about $400.
然后这个是叫做带子
，and that is the belt.
它不光是用皮做带子，然后前面是用一些那个铜做的打的那个保护的。
It has the leather and it's made of bronze for protection.
那如果你们看中文圣经的以弗所书，它那个三个军人哈，它这个好像像裙子一样，不是只有前面，它是全身都有的哈。就是当你那个刀匠一杀过来的时候，不会杀到你的这个上半部膝属这部分，这是一个保护。
So that belt actually has the protection part.
然后这个看起来像凉鞋，这是夏天用，冬天就有点像靴子一样。
That looks like sandal. It's for the summer, and in the winter they wear boots.
所以这四个是穿戴的。
So these four things are to be put on.
然后下面两个呢是拿在手上的。
The next two are to be held in the hand.
一个是盾牌。
One is the shield.
圣经上说要用信德、用信心或是信仰做盾牌，可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
The Bible says we have the shield of faith.To extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
那特别他们在攻城的时候
，especially when they are trying to conquer and take a city.
或是两军交锋的时候，你看他们常常会射出很多的火箭出来，对不对
？And then when the armies are in combat, you see many flaming arrows.
所以一定需要有一个，这个大概是四尺乘以两尺，哈，几乎可以把这个人重要的部分挡住，整个人躲在后面。
Two by four, and then you can pretty much hide yourself behind.
然后拿着宝剑
And that is the sword.
啊，然后这个是大概他们穿的样子哈，从头到尾。
And this is how they look after putting on the full armor.
那包得好好的。
And then they are fully protected.
好，那这是全副军装。我想大家为了年轻人，我找出这个图让你们看得清楚一点。
I found these pictures to show to the young people.
但因为我以前讲以弗所书的时候曾经讲过，所以我今天我不会再去很细的讲每一样东西。
Since I have gone through the details before when I led the study of Ephesians, so I will not go into the details today.
那我现在照着圣经的顺序，我很快的带过去。它第一件圣经上讲到用真理当作带子束腰。
The first thing is the Bible says, "Gird your waist with truth."
你知道一束腰，整个人精神抖擞，对不对？
When you are girded, then you are more energetic.
当你束腰的时候，说到这个人是活在一个纪律、活在一个警醒的情形里面。
When someone is girded, he lives with discipline and alertness.
所以当军人回到家的时候，他一松皮带，他就很舒服，躺在沙发上休息，哈，整个人就松散了。
So when a soldier goes home to relax, he will open up his belt.
当一束上腰带的时候，这次是一个征战的一个准备。
When he tightens his belt, he's ready for war.
那我们今天在主的面前，圣经上说，保罗说要用真理当作带子束腰。
And then Paul says, "Gird your waist with truth."
说到我们的力量来自于我们对真理的信而顺服。
So our strength comes from our trust and obey the truth.
因为腰是常常在征战圣经上叫做摔跤。
When we are engaged in a battle.The Bible says we're actually wrestling.
这是我们力量跟 spirit 精神的那个来源。
So our strength comes from our waist.
所以当我们用真理束腰的时候，说我们用神的话作为我们征战的力量。
So when we say we gird our waist with truth, we actually draw strength from the Word of God.
而撒旦是最怕真理之光的。
And Satan is afraid of the light of truth.
因为神就是真光，在他毫无黑暗。
Because God is the light, with him there's no darkness.
当真理的光被带出来的时候
，When the light of truth is shining upon,
能够让我们胜过仇敌。
We can overcome the enemy.
你今天碰到鬼，你说鬼啊，我觉得你应该出去。
Today, when you see a evil spirit and you say, "Hi, evil spirit, I think you should leave."
你去赶鬼，去跟他在那边聊天，跟他们讨价还价，没有用的。
When you try to cast out the demon, if you just negotiate with them,
当你真的熟悉真理的时候
，But if you are familiar with the truth,
我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你出去。
In the name of Jesus Nazareth, I command you to leave.
因为神已经把超乎万名之上的名赐给了耶稣基督了。
Because God has given Jesus the name above all names.
所以如果我们在真理上有一个清楚准确的认识
，If we have this concrete and precise understanding of the truth,
让我们征战的里面我们带着能力。
Then we can fight with strength.
第二件事情，他说用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Second thing is to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
就是我们刚刚看到这个几乎用铜打制的，好这么重的一个保护在前后。
It's a protection of the front and the back of the upper body.
这个心如果受到伤害，这个人就几乎要死掉了。
If your heart is wounded, then this person is about to die.
保罗说，征战的时候要用公义当作护心镜来遮胸，你最重要的部分。
And Paul says we have to protect our heart, our chest with righteousness.
今天我们能够跟仇敌征战，是因为基督耶稣羔羊宝血洗净我们。
Today we are qualified to fight the enemy is because we have been cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God.
今天多少人不敢？进到征战里面去，因为我们良心有愧。
Many people dare not to step into the battlefield because they are weak in their conscience.
很多传道人不敢起来赶鬼，因为鬼知道他们犯罪的底细啊。
Many ministers dare not to cast out demons because demons knew about the sins they commit in secret.
鬼说你还赶我，你犯的淫乱，你犯的这个罪，你犯的那个罪。
The devil will come back and says, "You dare to cast me out? I know about the secret sins you commit."
所以弟兄姊妹，如果没有基督的宝血在这里遮盖，在这里赦免我们
，If not being cleansed and covered and forgiven by the precious blood of Jesus,
我们没有办法在仇敌面前站得住的。
We can never stand firm before our enemy.
一个无愧的良心是让我们在征战中能够站得住的一个很重要的因素。
The reason that we can stand firm in the battlefield is because our conscience is clear.
而我们之所以有无愧的良心，是借着羔羊的血洗净了我们一切。
And our clear conscience comes from the washing of the precious blood of Lamb.
但是另外一方面呢
？And on the other hand,
我们也真需要在主的面前存着一个无愧的良心。
We have to have a clear conscience.
基督是我们的义。
And Jesus is our righteousness.
但是另外一方面，圣经也告诉我们，我们一生的果效是从心发出来的。
But on the other hand, the Bible tells us that our heart is the wellspring of our life.
所以说要保守你们的心，甚是保守一切，对不对
？That's why the Bible says, "Guard your heart above all things."
所以你看到这个护心镜，它为什么弄这么厚的金属，弄铜做的这么厚，挂在身上
？That's why the breastplate is so heavy, made of bronze.
因为仇敌没有办法随便伤害。或者有致命的伤害啊！
So that the enemy cannot pierce your
基督是我们的义。
Have a fatal attack because Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
基督是我们的保护。
And He is our protection.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节，保罗在那边也讲到，这个是把信和爱当作护心镜来遮胸。
In the first Thessalonians, Paul also says that we should protect our chest.With faith and love.
所以换句话说，这个护心镜在我们里面，好一个很重要的两个东西，一个是信，一个是爱。
In other words, what to protect us is faith and love.
今天早上我们祷告的时候，我们大家都集中在主的爱上。
This morning during the morning prayer, we focus on the love of God.
在征战里面，我们因为知道神爱我们。
While in battle, we fully assured that God loves us.
让我们在征战中没有惧怕，因为爱既完全，把惧怕除去。
So that we will not be afraid, because perfect love drives away fear.
我们为什么能够在仇敌面前勇敢？因为有爱又有信。
How can we be courageous before our enemies? It's because we have love and faith.
你如果没有套上这个出去打仗，你总会紧张，对不对？崩一个箭来，我们就完了。
Without the breastplate.We will be nervous because we might be wounded.
你带着那个，你比较不怕，因为你知道爱里面把所有惧怕除去。而在信心的里面，我们知道我们必得胜。
When putting on the breastplate, we will not be afraid because we know that we can be victorious in faith and in love.
所以保罗说，以信和爱做护心镜来遮胸，太重要了，弟兄姊妹。
Paul says, "Cover our chest with love and faith."
所以我们现在马上要面临在第二次的公听啊。
We're about to face our second public hearing.
主那个完全的爱，爱既完全，把所有惧怕除去。
May the perfect love of God drive away all our fears.
而信心叫我们从来不怀疑神的所事和他的应许。
And faith will cause us not to stumble or doubt God's faithfulness.
所以不管仇敌怎么样子要来攻击我们。
No matter how the enemy is going to attack us.
我们里面有一个护心镜在这里遮蔽我们。
We have a breastplate to protect us.
基督的义遮蔽了我们。
And the righteousness of Christ protects us.
神的爱让我们里面受到保护。
And the love of God covers us.
我们对神的信心让我们里面不仅仅不再害怕，我们反而知道一定要得胜。
And our faith causes us not to be afraid.But fully assured that we will have the victory.
第三个，用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋。
And fit the feet with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
我想请问大家，这个应该很容易明白哈。你如果今天早上没有穿鞋，你来教会你会有什么感觉
？May I ask you, if you did not put on your shoes, how would you feel when you come to church?
很冷。
Cold.
怕冷的人讲冷，有缘你会怎么样？你没穿鞋，你今天来教会会怎么样？不好意思。
You will be embarrassed.
还有呢，国豪呢？不干净哦，你们都很好的答案。
You feel dirty.
国豪呢？怕被扎到是吧？所以你们四个答案都很对。
Afraid of getting hurt.
对不对？你不穿鞋，你整个人不自在，不好意思。人家想说你怎么会赤脚来教会
？Without shoes, you will feel rather awkward because people might ask you, "How come you have no shoes?"
就跟你们，我跟你们讲过，快两年前我去加拿大，不是上飞机前检查鞋子的时候，才发现我穿着两只不一样的鞋出国。
Just like two years ago when I went to Canada, just right before the security check, I realized I put on two different shoes.
从我知道以后，我就没有平安了。
Ever since I realized that, I've lost peace.
所以穿一双对的鞋，平安嘛，哈。
So if you put on the right shoes, you will feel peace.
而且你穿那一双鞋以后，你受到保护，你就不担心会被刮伤，会被刺伤。
And then the shoes will protect you from being hurt.
更不要说在战场上面没有鞋，你怎么打仗？
Without shoes, how can you fight in the battlefield?
你怎么去追仇敌呢？
How can you chase after the enemy?
所以从前我读这段的时候，我以为说这个传福音跟这个征战兵器有什么关系？
Before when I read this passage, I thought, what is there to do with the preaching of gospel and fighting the battle.
可是我后来越来越想，这里所说的平安的福音啊，它是讲到我们在征战中，我们要往前，要征战，那个平安是来自于福音。
The more I read about this passage, then I realized that as we move forward in the battle, we will have a peace, and that peace comes from the gospel.
他说到那个是 comes from 啊，英文的翻译叫做 comes from the gospel of peace.
Because the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
就是我们怎么预备好的能够进到战场呢？那个 readiness 是因为从平安的福音来的。
How can we be ready for the battle? The readiness comes from the gospel of peace.
福音告诉我们，我们罪得到赦免了，那是平安。
Because the gospel tells us that our sins are forgiven and that will give us peace.
福音告诉我们，神永远跟我们同在，这是平安。
The gospel tells us that God will always be with us and that will give us peace.
福音告诉我们，他是一并一切的神，他永远帮助我们，亲自带领我们，这是平安。
The gospel tells us that he's God of Ebenezer, he will always be with us and help us, and that gives us peace.
福音把耶稣带到了我们的生命里面，这是一个最深的平安。
The gospel brought Jesus into our life, and that brings us deep peace.
所以当我们在走路的时候，当我们在征战的时候，我们都是在基督的平安里面往前去。
So when we walk, when we battle, we move forward.In the peace of Jesus Christ.
所以这是讲到平安的福音，当作走路的鞋。
So we fit our feet with readiness that comes from the gospel.
第四个讲到拿着信德当作盾牌。
Number four, to take up the shield of faith.
可以灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
To extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹，这个信德就叫做信心。
And that is the faith.
或是我们所信的信仰。
Or the faith that we profess.
那这个信心的运用是重在应付仇敌的攻击。
And the exercise of such faith is to counterattack the attacks of the enemy.
仇敌会用各样的方法来攻击啊。
Because the enemy will attack us with all kinds of ways.
而我们用盾牌，用信心的盾牌来抵挡，来灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
Yeah, we can resist and extinguish all the flaming arrows with the shield of faith.
所以诗篇九十一篇说到。他的信实或者他的诚实，他的信实是我们大小的盾牌。
That's why in Psalm 91 it says God's faithfulness is our shield.
当仇敌对我们说神是不是不爱你了
？When the enemy challenges, is that God not doesn't God love you anymore?
神早就丢弃你了。
Maybe God has forsaken you.
我们用信心回答他。
We resist with faith.
当仇敌一个火箭突然来说你的罪太大了，神不可能赦免你的。
If the enemy all of a sudden shoot at you, an arrow says, your sins are too great to be forgiven.
我们用信心的盾牌来回答他。神是信实的，是公义的。我们如果认自己的罪，神要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And we will respond with the shield of faith and say, God is righteous and just. And if we confess our sins, He will forgive our sins and cleanse us all our unrighteousness.
他说：“神早就丢弃你了，神不再跟你同在了。”
If He says God has forsaken you, He's not with you anymore.
我们用信心抵挡他，他的名字叫以马内利，他永远跟我同在。
We resist with our faith.The shield of faith and says, His name is Emmanuel, He will be with us always.
他说无论我往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Because He promised that no matter where you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，要用信心的盾牌来抵挡魔鬼一切的火箭。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, use the shield of faith to resist and extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
就是不要怕，只要信。
Do not be afraid, just believe.
当神的信实真在我们手中，它成了我们大小的盾牌。
That let the faithfulness of God be the shield in our hand.
还可以帮助我们灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
That will help to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
第五件，戴上救恩的头盔。
Number five is to put on the helmet of salvation.
弟兄姊妹，头是思想主要的地方。
Because the head is where we our thoughts come from.
宾路易师母说过一句话
啊。Sister Pen Lewis says.
她说心思是第一个战场。
She says, our mind is our primary battlefield.
仇敌要打败我们这个人，其实他只要在我们思想里面打败我们，这个基本上就我们已经失败了。
If our minds are captured by the enemy, then we will lose the battle.
他可以借着不信的恶心放进来，让我们觉得神不是这样子的神。
He can put in the evil thoughts of unbelief for us to doubt God.
他可以借着一个罪恶的思想进来说，其实这个罪没有什么严重，大家都一样。
He might give us a desire for sin and says this is not a big deal. Everyone else does it.
当你在思想里面接受他的时候，你就很容易就跨进了他的网罗里面。
When you accept such desires and thoughts, you stepping into the trap.
当你在怀疑说这个人，我碰到面跟他打招呼，他不理我，他一定对我有成见，他在背后一定是在攻击我或者讨厌我。
If you start doubting, this person is not saying hello to me, maybe he has something against me.
你跟他之间的间隔立刻出现了。
And all of a sudden, there will be a distance between you and the person.
明明别人可能是正面的意念，但是你的思想因为是消极的，整件事情就被带到消极去了。
If you have negative mindset, then you will interpret everything negatively.
所以这个头脑是非常重要的事情。
Therefore, it's very important.What our mind thinks.
所以在申命记一章二十八节，你知道百姓们怎么想神吗
？So in Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 28, do you know how people of God thought about God?
他们中间有人说，神一定是恨我们，所以把我们从埃及带出来，为了要在旷野杀掉我们。
Some people even said that God must have hated us so much that He took us out of Egypt so that He can slay us.In the desert.
所以当这个思想一出来的时候，就像那个笑在面里面发酵一样，全团发起来啊。
When that thought emerges, it's like a little yeast in the dough.
百姓们起来埋怨，百姓们起来向神亵渎。
The people of God totally just started rise up and then complain and blaspheme.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的头需要保护，所以你刚刚看到那个头盔前后左右都保护，就留下眼睛可以看的哈。
Therefore, we really need to protect our head and our minds.Like using the helmet like that.
哎呀，仇敌很容易把各式各样消极的、反面的、不幸的、邪恶的思想丢到我们里面来。
Because the enemy can just easily throw into our minds kind of passive negative thoughts.
对我最大的一个警醒是约翰福音十三章，他说撒旦将卖耶稣的意思放到犹大的心里面去。
Like in the Gospel of John chapter 13, it says that Satan put in the thoughts of betraying Jesus.In the mind of Judah.
要学习起来 guard 自己的思想，要看守的。
We need to guard our mind.
救恩的头盔戴上是我们的保护。
Put on the helmet of salvation.
神全备的救恩在这里成为我们的保护。
So that the full salvation of God become our protection.
在我的脑中里面有两幅图画一直很清楚，当我预备讲台的时候。
When I was preparing this message, there are two pictures that are very vivid in my mind.
都是我十几年前在报纸上看到的图片。
And those are the pictures that I saw More than 10 years ago on newspaper.
一个是在参加那个环法骑脚踏车比赛的，我们都知道每一年都他就都有一个环骑脚踏车环绕整个法国的比赛。
One is a picture of the competition tour of France.
Yeah, 他大概要骑2000多 mile 的这个比赛。
That in the competition, athletes will ride bicycle around France and The whole course takes more than 2,000 miles.
有一个非常有名的选手，他一路上几乎都是领先的。
One athlete was very famous. He was leading the way almost all the way.
就在骑一个山坡路的时候。
While he was on a hill.
因为那个转弯非常的陡，所以他也非常速度的快，就这样骑下来。
And then because the turn was rather sharp, and then his speed was high.
一个不小心，他翻了啊。
And all of a sudden, he fell and stumbled.
他没戴头盔。
Without helmet.
对，那个照片上就照着这个人缩在脚踏车旁边，然后头旁边一滩的血。
And the picture showed that this athlete lying right next to his bicycle in a puddle of blood.
非常可惜的一件事。
Such a pity.
这么杰出的一个人。
What an excellent athlete.
哦，这样子能够赢过别人，各方面都 outstanding.
He was outstanding in every way.
头没有保护。
Without protection of his head.
成为他致命的伤害。
That became his fatal wound.
另外一个图画对我印象很深刻的。
Another picture I saw and still remember.
它其实是两张图摆在一起。
They put two pictures together.
上面的图是两个警察正在那里弯腰，正在那边去想要化解一个炸弹。
The first picture shows that two police officers they're trying to disarm a bomb.
这个在欧洲发生的，他们就说那边听说有炸弹，所以这两个政报警察来，他们正在那边弄进去，准备要去把那个东西把它给化解掉。
And this happens in Europe. These two officers trying to disarm the bomb.
然后下一张图画就他们两个人倒在地上已经死掉了。
And then the next picture shows that they were both were on the floor dead.
我想因为时间的紧急没有看到他们身上带的什么东西，或者只带的头盔，其他没有带。
I didn't notice what kind of protection they have on themselves.
对，弟兄姊妹，今天圣经上说我们需要穿上这些军装。
So the Bible says we ought to put on the full armor of God.
因为仇敌用各样的方法，我们自己不知道的方式，他来攻击我们。
Because the enemy is trying to attack us in the ways that we don't expect.
所以要穿上全副的军装就可以抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
So put on the full armor of God so that we can stand against the scheme of the devil.
你知道吗？保罗被押到罗马以后，
After Paul was arrested and sent to Rome,
他眼睛看见的到处都是罗马士兵穿着的衣服。
And he went to Rome and he saw all the Roman soldiers with armor.
你今天到罗马去，在石碑上面还可以看见罗马军装的这种雕塑，罗马军人的样子。
Today, if you go to Rome, you can still see statues of Roman soldiers with armor.
当他被下在监里面的时候，他就看见这些军人。
So when Paul was in prison, he saw these soldiers with armor.
所以当他想到那个属灵征战的严肃的时候，
when he thought about the seriousness of spiritual battle,
他就根据他眼睛看得见的这些罗马这么杰出的军队，他们军人所穿的，在这里提醒神的儿女们。
So he reminded the children of God with the armors that he saw right in front of his eyes.
他第一次被押送到罗马监禁的时候，
when he was first sent to Roman prison.
他提醒弟兄姊妹要穿上全副的军装，要拿起全副的军装。
He reminded brothers and sisters to put on the full armor of God and to take up the armor.
当他第二次在罗马下监的时候，
Second time he was imprisoned in Rome.
提摩太后书就是在他快要上断头台之前呢。
In the second book of the second Timothy, right before he was beheaded.
他再一次提醒弟兄姊妹在征战中啊。
Once again, remind the brothers and sisters that they were still in the battle.
他说，凡在军中的、当兵的，不要将事物缠身。
He says, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs.
在场上比武的要按着规矩来比啊。
And if anyone competes as an athlete, he should compete according to the rule.
弟兄姊妹啊，保罗不仅仅劝我们要穿上军装。
Paul not only exhorts us to put on the full armor of God.
这些看起来好像还是外面的。
And these seem to be outward actions and actions.
他更提醒我们，这场征战，我们不要将事物缠身。
He also tells us.Do not get entangled and involved in civilian affairs.
当我们今天里里外外有这么多世界上的事情缠着我们，
when we are entangled and involved with so many civilian affairs,
我们一定就会忽略了在征战中我们该有的装备，该有的准备。
And we will neglect to protect and prepare ourselves in the battle.
所以很多的时候，征战突然临到的时候，我们就发现我们倒下去了。
So when the battle all of a sudden comes to us,in our way, and then we will fall.
很多的时候在征战的里面我们站不住啊。
And we will not be able to stand under attack.
所以在这里有一些的军装是要穿戴的。
So there are some armors that we ought to put on.
有一些的军装是要拿起来的。
Some armors ought to be picked up.
底下他说拿起圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And lastly, he says, take the sword of the Spirit, the word of God.
弟兄姊妹啊，神的道今天交在我们手中就是圣灵的宝剑。
Today, the word of God has been given into our hands to become our sword.
所有的武器，这一个是最攻击性的哈。
And this is the only armor, the offensive weapon.
弟兄姊妹，神的道交在我们手中，希伯来书告诉我们。
The words of God has been given to us. And the book of Hebrews tells us.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更利。
The book of Hebrews chapter 4 tells us the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
所以这个剑呢， 他能够把一切的事情都赤裸敞开在我们面前。
It can expose and penetrate everything.
啊、不仅仅让我们认识魔鬼的诡计
Not only that we get to recognize the schemes of the devil
更让我们能够胜过仇敌
And we can overcome the enemy
所以我们在主的面前求神帮助我们、啊、
May the Lord help us
让神的道在我们手中不是像芦苇
So that the word of God is not like a piece of reed、
啊、佩天跟木兰、啊、木兰的公公、啊、我记得他我年轻的时候参加他的聚会他跟我们最大的一个挑战，一句话常常问我们。
I remember when I was young, went to a conference that was led by Sister Ellen's father-in-law.
他说：“到底神的话在你的手中是宝剑还是芦苇
？”This speaker challenged us. So, is the word of God in your hand a piece of reed or a sword?
如果今天我们只懂得白纸黑字，最多只会背出它来，没有用的。
If we only read the letters, even if we memorize them, they're useless.
它是圣灵的宝剑。
Because it ought to be the sword of the Spirit. 我们
必须让神的话真的渗透到我们里面，跟我们的生命结合。
That the word of God should penetrate.And emerge in ourselves so that we be united, we be combined with.
我们在信心里面相信，在圣灵里面来运用它。
That we will believe unto them by faith and exercise them in the spirit.
然后神的话就是活泼的。
Then the word of God will be active and living.
然后有功效的。
Will be active and living.
然后它是锋利的啊。
And will be sharp.
比一切两刃的剑更利。
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
那最后保罗讲完的时候。
Lastly, after Paul finished.
他说要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要警醒不倦。
And he says, pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
那是在一切征战中不可以缺少的态度。
And this is one necessary attitude in all kinds of battles.
啊，我们没有时间一个一个去讲它。
We have no time to go over every aspect.
说到我们需要在圣灵里。
That we ought to pray in the spirit.
需要我们随时多方的来祷告。
At all times on all occasions.
哎呀，今天我们真的不知道要去怎么样子去更多的来强调祷告的重要。
I don't know how we can emphasize more the importance of prayer.
祷告让天跟地连结。
Because prayer connects heaven and earth.
祷告让人跟神相会。
And it provides a place for men to encounter God.
祷告叫仇敌失败。
And will cause the enemy to fail.
祷告能够叫神的旨意通行。
For the will of God to come through.
祷告能够带下神的祝福。
And will bring forth the blessing of God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我们真认识祷告的宝贵的时候
，We know how precious our prayers can be.
你就不会把随时多方当作要求。
Then you will not consider it of just a requirement or a duty to pray at all times.
自然地忍不住想要多祷告。
And naturally, we just want to pray more.
绝对不会像我从前讲的，有人因为嫌每顿饭都要谢饭太麻烦了。
It will not be like someone I share with you that who thought it was a dread to give grace to say grace before every meal.
所以每个月去买那个米50磅、25磅的时候，就一次祝福完了以后就都可以吃了。
So every time when they buy a sack of rice, they will give grace for the whole sack of rice.
那还有人要去问牧师说宵夜要不要祝福
？Or some even ask the pastors, should we say grace for midnight snack?
然后那牧师说2块钱以下的不用，2块钱以上的要。
It says you ought to say grace for anything.That's more expensive than $2.
那西岸的两块跟东岸的两块又不一样，对不对？那还要不要讲
？Things might be more expensive some places and cheaper other places.
税前的两块还是税后的两块
？Or is it before tax or after tax?
弟兄姊妹，我们去争这些干什么呢
？Why do we argue about these little things?
如果真知道祷告是叫天能够跟地连接
，If we know prayers can connect heaven and earth,
我们用祷告来到神的面前
，And through prayer we come before the presence of God.
我们用祷告叫神旨意成就。
By prayer, we bring forth the will of God.
我们用祷告叫仇敌失败，赶出魔鬼的作为。
And cast away the work of the devil by prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定会随时多方再次警醒不倦。
And naturally, we will want to pray at all times on all occasions.
弟兄姊妹，我要结束了我整个系列啊。
Before I conclude my entire series,
保罗劝我们一定要在圣灵里面。
Paul keep on reminding us, be in the Spirit.
我们才可能刚强。
Then we can be strong.
在圣灵里面祷告
Pray in the spirit.
我们才可能得胜
Then we can overcome.
然后另外一方面他劝我们穿戴拿起神全副的军装
And then he says, put on and take up the full armor of God.
如果你刚刚真的仔细听我讲的这六种军装的话
If you pay attention to the six armors that I went through just now.
你发现这六样的装备 通通跟神的道跟主的话发生关系。
And then you will see every one of them has something to do with God's word.
真理做带子。
To gird your waist with the truth.
公义做护心镜遮胸。
And then to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
救恩当作头盔。
And put on the helmet of salvation.
平安的福音做走路的鞋。
Fit your feet with readiness that comes from the gospel. 信
德或是信仰作为盾牌盾牌灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
Take on the shield of faith to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
拿着圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
And take the sword of the spirit that is the word of God.
每一件事都跟真理都跟神的话发生关系。
Everything has to do with the truth, God's words.
在圣灵里面祷告，在圣灵里面刚强。
And be strong in the spirit. Pray in the spirit.
讲到跟主的灵发生关系。
And has to do with the spirit of God.
所以我今天讲完，你回到家，你可能一下子忘记全副军装到底是什么。
So maybe when you go home, you will forget what the elements of these armors.
到底穿在全副军装跟我们现实的生活 application 到底是什么？
And you might forget the applications of putting on the full armor of God.
到底我要怎么样子来 practice 一个叫做穿戴或是拿起？全副军装的生活呢？
And how do we practice of putting on the armor in our daily life?
我们真正在征战的里面能够征战得胜，能够穿戴军装，在乎神的道，神的灵。
For us to be able to fight and put on the armor of God, it depends on the word of God and the spirit of God.
所以三句话不离本行，好，我们回到根基的地方，好好读主的话。
So let's come back to our foundation.
好好
study diligently God's words.
好好学习维持在圣灵里面的祷告生活。
And then practice the life of prayer life in the spirit.
所以你不需要在征战的时候想说主，我现在是在戴头盔呢，我还是在穿鞋子呢。
So when you are engaged in the battlefield, then you won't be confused. Should I put on the armor or should I put on the shoes?
只要在我们每一天的生活里面，我们更积极的来让神的真理来装备我们。
If in everyday life be more diligently equipped by the truth of God.
在圣灵的里面，让神的话在我们身上发出它活泼有功效的结果。
And let the Holy Spirit bring forth the power and the effectiveness of God's words in us.
我们常常在圣灵里面谨守警醒的祷告。
And be watchful and pray in the spirit always.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一个穿戴军装、拿起军装的生活。
And that is essentially the life of putting on the full armor of God.
有人做过实验哈。
Some had an experiment.
一口气把圣经从创世纪第一章第一节读到启示录最后一节。
Someone read non-stop.From Genesis to Revelation.
你知道花多少时间吗？
And then, you know how long it takes without any breaks?
七天啊。
7 days.
70个小时又40分钟。
70 hours and 40 minutes.
不到三天。
Less than 3 days.
所以通通加起来是4240分钟。
So altogether is 4,240 minutes.
你把它除以365，一天不过12分钟到15分钟。
So divide by 365 days. So every day is about 12 to 15 minutes.
换句话说，我们每一天如果在主的面前有15分钟读经的生活，你一年可以把圣经读完一遍的。
In other words, if we spend 15 minutes a day reading God's words.We'll finish the entire Bible in a year.
我想我不愿意在这里问说圣经还没有读完一遍的请举手。
I don't want to ask anyone to raise your hand if you haven't read the Bible once.
如果你告诉主说我太忙了，我没有时间读圣经。
You tell the Lord I'm too busy to read the Bible.
我不可能一年读完一遍的。
It's impossible for me to finish reading the Word of God in 1 year.
那我们怎么能够去对主说主我为什么常常软弱感觉不到你的同在呢？
Then how can we complain to God? How come I'm always weak and I don't feel your presence?
为什么我常常失败在仇敌面前站不起来呢？
Why is that I often fail before the enemy?
为什么我祷告没有感觉，我的祷告不蒙垂听呢？
Why is that my prayers are not answered and I don't feel God's presence in my prayer?
弟兄姊妹，仇敌能够叫我们不读经，他就等于把你的军装全部脱光光了。
If the enemy can cause you not to read the Bible, essentially he's taking off all the armors from you.
仇敌能够叫我们不祷告，我告诉你他把我们所有的力量都 drain 光。
If the enemy can cause you not to pray, essentially he's draining all your power.
这叫做 as simple as that.
It's just as simple as that.
所以我们如果羡慕在主的面前刚强，
If you long to be strong before God,
不要以为得胜生活是伟大的得胜者才有的生活。
Please do not think that victorious life only belongs to those who are victorious in the Lord.
尼托森弟兄早就说了，什么叫做得胜的生活？叫做正常的基督徒生活。
Brother Watchman Nee has said that what is a victorious life or Christian life is normal Christian life.
当一个基督徒能够正常的在主面前读经祷告。能够靠着主活着，他已经是一个得胜的基督徒。
If a Christian can read God's words daily and pray in the Spirit every day, he is already a victorious Christian.
主的话要成为救恩的头盔，保护我们。
The word of God shall become helmet of salvation to protect us.
成为盾牌，让我们灭尽恶者一切的火箭。
It will become a shield in our hands to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
成为我们护心镜，保护我们。
It will become our breastplate to protect our chest.
成为真理的带子，给我们力量。
It will become our belt of truth to give us strength.
成为平安的福音，成为鞋子，让我们可以在主的面前一直往前去。
It will become our shoes of peace so that we can move forward in God's peace.
弟兄姊妹，起来。
Rise up, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来 过一个征战的生活，在场上比武，在军中当兵的人。
Let's live a life just like athletes competing in the competition and a soldier in the battlefield.
穿戴全副的军装。
Put on the full armor of God.
拉起军装。
And take up the armor.
让我们不仅仅抵挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
Not only that, we'll be able to stand against the schemes of the evil one.
能够在磨难的日子成就了一切，还站得住。
So when the day of evil comes.After we have done everything, we'll be able to stand.
我们一起唱诗歌658首。
Let's sing the hymn 658.
我们唱一三四三节。
Stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
我们一起站起来唱，好吧
？Let's stand up.Brothers and sisters, it's not just a demand to put on the full armor of God.
是一个保护，是一个祝福。
It's a protection and a blessing for us.
它让我们可以真正的享受，有份于过得胜的生活。
So that we can enjoy and be partakers of victorious life.
让神伟大的话和真理，让神的圣灵真的是充满我们这个人。
So that the God'sword of truth and the Holy Spirit can fill us.
我在说你可以忘记所有军装的内容。
Yes, you can forget about all the details of the four armors.
不要忘记耶稣就是我们的生命，就是我们的真理。
But don't forget that Jesus Christ is our life and our truth.
那我们每天带着渴慕来到他的面前。
Let's come before him every day with a longing heart.
好好读主的话。
And read God's word.
好好让主的灵充满我们。
And be filled with the Spirit.
我们好好用主的话成为我们的祷告。
So that the words of God can become become our prayers.
我们也用好更多的祷告来好好读主的话。
And then with more prayers, we read God's words even more diligently.
神要叫我们做刚强的人。
God wants us to be strong.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们真谢谢你。
Oh, how we thank you.
我们知道你给我们的救恩何等的全备。
We know that what a full blessing of salvation you have given us.
当整个世界都伏在恶者的手下的时候。
When the whole world lies under the hands of the devil.
你却让我们能够从仇敌的手中被救出来。
Yet we can be delivered and rescued out of his hand.
当全地都黑暗的时候。
When the whole world lies in darkness.
哦，你百姓的家中却仍旧有光。
Yet there's still light in the house of God.
当仇敌来偷窃、杀害和毁坏的时候。
When the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
你却叫你的儿女可以得生命，并且得着更丰盛的生命。
Yet you cause your children to be able to receive life, even life more abundant.
主啊，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
既然你已经把全副的军装赐给了我们。
That you have already given us the full armor.
让我们欢欢喜喜的来穿戴它。
Let's joyfully put them on.
让我们积极勇敢的拿起它来。
That we positively, actively take them on.
好，让我们在这磨难的日子能够抵挡了一切。成就了一切还站立得住
so that when the day of evil comes after we have done everything we'll be able to stand
祝福你的教会
Lord bless your church
把我们在座的每一个人都交在你的手里
we commit every one of us in your hands
够用的恩典和力量来托住我们
uplift us with a sufficient grace and strength
我们也为了许多最近正在生病哦，正在难处中的弟兄姊妹，求你坚固他们的信心。
Please strengthen brothers and sisters who are in trials and sickness.
医治他们，帮助他们。
Heal them and help them.
让我们每一个人都能够 position ourselves.
So that every one of us will position ourselves.
不愿意在这场荣耀的征战前我们退后了。
That we will not draw back. We in this.In front of this glorious battle.
我们在这里特别为着3月14号向你祷告。
We pray for the public hearing on March 14th.
这是你所定的日子。
This is the day you have set.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
And we will rejoice in it.
我们也要在那里把一切的荣耀来归给你。
And we will give you all the glory honor.
是的，我们今日所看见的仇敌，那一天都要看不见了。
Yes, the enemy that we see today will be no more that day.
你祝福这7 commissioners.
You bless these 7 commissioners.
你祝福City 里面所有的 staff 这些职员们
Bless all the city staffs and employees
让他们借着这件事能够大大的蒙福
That they will be greatly blessed through this matter
让那个看不见的仇敌大大的受羞辱
That the invisible enemy will be greatly in shame
谢谢你
Lord we thank you
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
Oh